Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 25th, Morning. Truth. Because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. 2 John 2. Once the truth of God enters the human heart, no power, human or infernal, can dislodge it. We entertain the truth not as a guest, but as the master of the house. This is a Christian necessity. Those who feel the vital power of the gospel and know the might of the Holy Spirit as he opens, applies, and seals the Lord's word would sooner be ripped to pieces than torn from the gospel of their salvation. There are 1,000 mercies wrapped in the assurance that the truth will be with us forever. Truth will be our living support, our dying comfort, our rising song, and our eternal glory. This, then, is also the Christian privilege, and without it, faith is of little value. Although this divine truth is sweet food for babies, it is, in the highest sense, strong meat for the mature. The truth that we are sinners is painfully with us, to humble us and keep us watchful. Yet the more blessed truth that whoever believes in Jesus shall be saved is with us as our hope and joy. Experience does not loosen our hold on the doctrines of grace, but it knits us more firmly to it. Our reasons and motives for believing are now stronger and more numerous than ever, and we have every reason to expect it will be so until in death we clasp the Savior in our arms. Wherever this abiding love of truth can be discovered, we are bound to exercise our love. No narrow circle can contain our gracious sympathies. The communion of our hearts must be as wide as the election of grace. But above all, let us love and spread the truth ourselves. October 25th, Evening. Not luck. She gleaned in the field and after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Ruth chapter 2, verse 3. It seemed accidental, for she only happened to come, but for believers, there are no accidents. Ruth had gone to work in the fields, and the providence of God was guiding her every step. She had no idea that in the barley fields she would find a husband, and that he would make her the joint owner of those broad acres. But more than that, Ruth, a poor foreigner, was to become a progenitor of the Messiah. God is good to those who trust him. He often surprises them with unexpected blessings. Little do they know what may happen to them tomorrow, but this sweet fact comforts them. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. From Psalm 84:11. Luck is banished from the faith of Christians who see the hand of God in everything. The trivial events of today and tomorrow may involve consequences of the highest importance. O Lord, deal as graciously with us as you did with Ruth. How blessed it would be if, in wandering in the field of meditation tonight, our next kinsman would reveal himself to us. O Spirit of God, guide us to him. We would sooner glean in his field than own the entire harvest of another. O for the footsteps of his flock that will lead us to the green pastures where he dwells. This is a weary world where Jesus is away. We could do better without the sun and moon than without him. But how divinely fair all things become in the glory of his presence. Our souls know the virtue that dwells in Jesus, and we can never be content without him. We will wait in prayer tonight until, on a part of the field belonging to Jesus, he manifests himself to us.